For Parshas V'yechi, we have five quick and meaningful Divrei Torah. Hopefully, we can learn a lesson from each one of them. So we're going to start off with Perek Memches, Pasuk Tesva, Vayivarach Es Yosef, Vayomar. This, to give a little bit context, is when Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Ephraim Umenashe. Ephraim Umenashe are grandchildren of Yaakov, not a child or children. But nonetheless, the Pasuk here says, Vayavarach es Yosef Vayomar, that the bracha was given to Yosef, who was a son of Yaakov, not the grandchildren. So which is it? Isn't this the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, the children of Yosef, and not to Yosef directly? So in fact, the Shla answers as follows, that the biggest bracha that a father can receive is that his children should be wonderful, that they should have good midos, that they should be talented, that they should accomplish amazing things. And accordingly, when the Pasuk says, Yivarech es ha-narim, that Yaakov Avinu will, let's give a bracha to the Narim, and in fact, I'm going to put my name on them, Shem Avosai, in the name of my fathers. This is the biggest bracha that Yosef can receive, is that his own children should be very successful in all of those wonderful areas. So in fact, although the bracha was be giving from Yaakov to Ephraim and Menashe, but this is the biggest bracha that their father Yosef can receive. Continuing a few psukim later, Perek Memches, Pasuk Chav, famous pasuk becha yivarech Yisrael limoy simcha lachkim Ephraim Menashe, that the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives them is that when Klal Yisrael in the future give brachas to their children, they are going to bless their children and all future generations, saying, "You guys, you my dear children, should be just like Ephraim Menashe." So the pasuk, the simple question is, why, if we're going to choose two people? There are lots of choices. We could have chosen Yehuda. We could have chosen Yosef. We could have chosen Binyamin. Or even before that, why not Avram and Yitzhak? Why does it have to be specifically when we're giving a bracha to our children, they should be like Ephraim and Menashe? So to answer this, let's just look at what happened right before this pasuk and all the entire context then, that a bracha was being given from Yaakov to his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe. And what he did, instead of placing his right hand on the older one, who is Menashe, and his left hand on the younger one, Ephraim, indeed, he switched his hands and put his right hand, which is the dominant hand, on the younger one, on Ephraim, and he put his left hand, which is the weaker hand, on the older one, Menashe. And in fact, Yosef tries to switch it back and put it in the proper order. So what's going on here? Let's talk about initially when Yaakov placed his hands and he reversed them on the wrong heads. To him, it was the right heads, but to Yosef and certainly his grandchildren, what's Zadie doing here? The right hand should go on the older one, the left hand on the younger one. So in fact, what were the reactions of the children? Oftentimes, we would expect that the younger one would have gaiva. He would look down upon the older one. Ha ha, I'm getting a benefit that you're not. And the older one should have jealousy of the younger one. And oftentimes, unfortunately, we have a lot of sibling rivalry, hatred, and jealousy between them. And we have here that neither of them had those feelings. The younger one, Ephraim, didn't have any arrogance, have any looking down upon his older brother, Menashe, now that Zadie was putting his hand on him. And we also didn't have any jealousy from the older brother, Menashe, towards the younger one. And the next step was Yosef tried to switch it. And again, we don't have negative feelings with the younger one, Ephraim, saying, leave it. Zadie made the decision. And we don't have the older one, Menashe, saying, that's right, Yosef. That's right, Dad. It should be switched. We have none of that. And in fact, that's why we have this bracha, because sibling rivalry, when children don't get along, that is the worst thing for a parent. And accordingly, what we want to do is bless our children, that they should be just like Ephraim and Menashe. They should get along. And there shouldn't be any arrogance and gaiva from one to the other. And there should also not be any jealousy between the siblings. Continuing, we're going to go to the bracha to Yisachar now. It's Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, Vayar Menucha Ki Tov. Talking about Yisachar, he saw that resting tranquility was great. So what did he do? Vayet Shichmo Lispo. And accordingly, he bent his shoulder and he started working harder. What's going on here? That he was he worked hard and he was able to sovel things. He was able to endure difficult challenges. So there's a nice explanation of this. what's going on is Vayarminacha Kitov. What does that mean? That somebody should have great tranquility. Who is the person who's going to have great menucha, true, honest rest? That is the person if he can Vayatshich Molis, well, if he is able to handle the challenges that come his way. He's able to be a patient person. He's able to deal with difficulties. That is a person who is a savlan, somebody who has patience, somebody who can deal with adversity. That is going to be the person who has true menucha, who has true tranquility and in his life. Fast forward now to Perek Memtet Pasuk Chav. We're going to talk about the bracha to Asher, Me'asher. Asher, his bread is shmeina, is fat, and he will give away the delicacies of a king. So what's going on here? So in fact, this is an amazing lesson that we can learn, that when it came to Asher, the greatest food that he fed himself was simple stuff. He fed himself the shmeina, the fattest things that he took for himself was lechem. I'm just going to eat bread. I'm okay with the basics. I don't need anything fancy, says Asher. However, when he was giving to other people, when he was giving to tzedakah, when he was having orchim over, to other people, it was about giving them the best. And in fact, if we can live that way when it comes to us, live simple lives, but when it comes to taking care of others, to give them much better than we need for ourselves. And we're just going to end off at the end of the brachas. It has an interesting but cryptic statement. We're now in Perek Memtet, Pasuk Chavches. It says, Ish asher kir birchaso beirachosam. Each one that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to, each one, their specific brachas, it was tailor fit for them. So the obvious question that many ask is, but not all of them, if you read it, exactly got brachas. It started out fairly negative. Reuven didn't get the most glamorous brachas, and Shimon and Levi sounded fairly negative as well. So where's the bracha here? So the Kol Simcha answers as follows, that even if it doesn't look like a bracha in itself, but for example, when it came to Shimon and Levi, Arur apam kiaz, I curse their anger. What we have here is when somebody is trying to remove a bad midah from you, or when somebody gives tochacha, somebody gives rebuke, or tries to improve something that we're doing by giving us proper rebuke and admonishment, that indeed is a bracha in of itself. The Kol Simcha says, in fact, a little bit different. He says that what Yaakov was doing when he was giving these admonishments was he's trying to remove these midas from them. But even if it's not to that effect, that you have the power to remove something negative from somebody, but just telling him something should be improved here, indeed, that in of itself is a bracha. Somebody's caring about us. Somebody's trying to help us improve. And indeed, that should lead to a bracha in of itself. Have a wonderful day.